Community Champion sponsors. Log on and nominate your community champion today. Brought to you by Manhattan Broadcasting, Furniture Warehouse, All About Quilts, Gottfried's Tactical Supply, Kites, and Alex's Affordable Eyewear.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here in studio with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. Sam Henney on the other side of the glass. Have any questions, comments, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And again, it's budget season for pretty much local entities across the state, pretty much across the nation. And we've been talking about some budget issues. Before we get back into that, so one of the caller did bring up a fact that, Ben, you announced, I guess, a couple of weeks ago that you were not going to seek another term as county commissioner. And just to go back into that for a moment, when was it that you kind of knew that you were going to make that decision? Is this sort of kind of a recent thing, or is this something you maybe been thinking about for like a year or so?
It's been on the back of my mind for a couple of years, probably. And if you'd asked me 2 years ago, I would have said I'm probably going to run for state legislature because I've realized that the county is pretty well run, but the state needs some help.
Especially a couple of years ago.
Of course, watching the state over the last couple of years, I'm not sure I want to get involved in that. It was probably earlier this year that I really made the decision that I wouldn't run. I was torn for several months thinking, well, it's important. We need good work done in government and people making good decisions in government, and so maybe I should be involved even if I don't have the passion anymore. And I eventually just came to the conclusion I'm gonna do the international student ministry. That's where my passion is. I think that'll work best for the family too, and leave open the option of coming back to politics at some point.
Well, you mentioned family. That's one thing that really over the past 3.5 years in your life, there's been a lot of changes for you. Yeah. The last 3.5 years from when you first got sworn into office to now. You've been married since, I think.
Right.
Have one kid now or two?
We have a baby. He's 9 months.
When
I got sworn in, I was very single and got married and got a baby. So, yeah, things have changed a lot.
Things change a little bit, don't they? We do have another phone call. Let's go ahead and take it. Go ahead, caller, you're on In Focus.
Caller didn't want to go on air. Okay. He had a question. He was asking about how Junction City's ambulance service is going through their fire department. He was just wondering if that's something viable for Riley County to do.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of the details. I do know they have a consolidated EMS and fire department. We talked about that a little bit. As when we were considering our options, it would be hard. I think we would end up having to merge the Manhattan Fire Department with the county fire and the county EMS, and that could cause some challenges. And the rural fire is volunteer, city fire is paid, and so that would be a bit of a challenge and might require us to pay county fire, which would be a big increase. So it might be a workable option, but there were several logistical things that would be a problem, and so we decided not to pursue it.
And that's probably about, as far as Riley County is concerned, it's probably about the only thing that's not consolidated is Manhattan Fire Department. Got Riley County Fire Department, Riley County EMS, etc. We do have another phone call. Go ahead, caller, on In Focus.
Well, thank you for waking up for the needs of Riley County. I don't know what you can get done as a lame duck commissioner, but I don't know out there at the county yard who owns the wind turbines, whether it's the county or the city. But, you know, even that little junior college out west of Clay Center has classes in wind turbine management, and it would seem that the electrical engineering or the mechanical engineering at K-State would be interested in getting up there and repairing those wind turbines so we would have a functioning unit for the investment that's there. The other item, if you get out there to the county yards, look out there by the ATA on the county side of the fence. You've got all those tires stacked out there gathering rainwater and breeding mosquitoes within 100 feet of the parking lot with those ATA women at childbearing age being bitten by those mosquitoes. And, you know, the government is fighting that disease all over, the mosquito disease all over the country. And here we are raising mosquitoes out there at the county yard. Hmm. Thank you so much for widening our horizons.
Thank you. So the first question about the wind turbines, those were paid for, I think it may have been a federal grant through the university and the county, so we didn't have to pay the initial cost to put those up, but we have benefited from the electricity they generate. And as we've assessed the situation, it really the energy that it creates pretty much just offsets the maintenance on them.
Because the maintenance contract ran out as well. That used to be paid for. Now nothing's paid for, pretty much.
Right. So one or two of the turbines are profitable if you don't have to pay the initial setup costs and you just have to pay the maintenance costs. And the other two were not even breaking even for the maintenance versus electricity they generate. So we made the decision recently to go out and see if there are any entities or even individuals in the area that would like to have the turbines. And if they want to remove them, then they can have them. And so we directed staff to look into that, and I don't think we've heard a report back as a commission lately about that, so I don't know exactly what the status is of interested parties, but you brought up some good points of parties that may be interested. Second issue on the tires, I am not aware of that. I'll have to check with our Public Works Department and see what the issue is with that and if anything can be done about it.
Give Leon a call.
Yep. Right?
Tell Leon I said hi, by the way, next time you see him. It's been a while. It's not at the county commission meetings anymore. So,
yeah.
Got a lot of hi's you got to say. Here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and Budget and Finance Officer Tamer Robinson here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Of course, phone lines are open, 75-537-1350. And one more thing on those wind turbines, just real quick, as far as just ways they pay for themselves. When you're dealing with one or two, that's pretty hard. That's kind of like with a lot of things. If you have a high volume of them, maybe you can get some savings off that. But if you're just dealing with one or two, and it was just kind of an experiment in the first place. I think just three wind turbines were put up.
I think there were four.
Three or four.
I think.
And like, this was a while back.
Yeah, it was several years ago. Yeah, they were wanting to study what sizes and brands worked better. And
just an early partnership. And like I said, there's grants run out. And
it was mostly research, federal research through K-State, I think, was mostly what it was about.
Going back to the budget, because it is budget season, and as we talked about earlier in the show, looking at June 21st to have that first budget ready for the commission to look at, and I believe it was July 9th when we would have a public hearing on that budget. And,
Correct. And
it's middle of August usually is when the absolute deadline for that budget to be submitted, right?
It would be, however, if you do have to have an election, it is earlier.
Right, because so, that's a kind of new thing last couple of years.
So you do have to determine whether you are going to need an election, which pushes all the dates up in order to meet that deadline to let the election staff know.
And that's due to the tax lid that was imposed by the state, about 3 years ago now, I believe.
No, this will be the second year that we've done the second calculations.
Second year, okay. Feels like three.
Yeah.
Probably more for you guys than even for me. Looking at some of those things for the budget, I know one thing that we talked about during one of the commercial breaks here this hour was that another cost that will be a part of the 2019 budget will be the radio system.
Yes. I know a lot has been said about the need for a new radio system, largely a push from the federal government to get away from the older analog radio to new digital, and our system's really old on top of that. The total cost of the radio replacement and maintenance and everything was $12
million. Approximately.
And part of that is paid by different entities for the radios themselves, and the county has to pay for the infrastructure backbone of the towers, the equipment on the towers, the annual maintenance, and things like that. And that was close to $10 million that Riley County ends up paying. Do you remember?
Got to calculate this in my head.
Okay.
We do have a lease that we have the infrastructure under, and that's $5 million. And then we also have tower costs, which is another $220,000 that will come up in 19. Radio costs are just over $200,000 that we'll be responsible for emergency management services and emergency management. Fire department will also be responsible for theirs, and theirs is close to $600,000 that they will need. We do have an annual lease cost that will affect the budget from here on out till the next 15 years of approximately $427,000. And then we do have some refresh costs that will come up in year 8. So we will be reserving funds annually to pay those costs in year 8. And then 911 funds also will be paying tower leases and annual maintenance costs on the system. So a lot of it has been spread out, and some of it isn't specifically coming from ad valorem tax dollars, because some will be the 911 funds, some will be fire, that will be separate ad valorem tax dollars. Mm-hmm. So for the county, it was approximately just over $7 million that I believe we were responsible for.
Okay.
And then 911 funds, you kick those in the fire, then it comes to that approximate $10 million that Ben had mentioned.
Okay.
Either way, just no way around it. It was known that it was going to be a pretty hefty price tag.
Right. And practically what it translates to is about a little over $1 million this year, with $600,000 of that being annual costs for the next several years coming out of the county general fund, the general property tax. And then, yes, some more from the rural fire district if you live outside of city limits, and more from the 911 fund that comes from fees you pay on your cell phone. And then, of course, RCPD will be paying some on top of that. Manhattan Fire Department will pay some on top of that. But for the county general fund, it's a little over $1 million this year, and around $600,000 for the following years.
And it was just a lot of things really kind of just coming together where really it didn't matter. And to me, it's kind of just an editorial opinion. To me, it didn't matter the makeup of the commission at all. I think whatever the commission was going to be, whoever was on it, they were going to have to tackle this problem this year, because I think it was really just starting to be any time, whether you had Pat Collins in or RCPD Director Brad Schoen, there was always a mention about the issues with the current radio system and the dead spots. And when right. you're talking public safety, I mean, that's an important thing you can't ignore.
Yeah, when you can't get a good police radio signal in rural areas, certain rural areas, and inside a lot of buildings. Yeah, it was getting to the point where we just needed to bite the bullet and do it.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back more, wrap things up here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by